Some people crave ice cream or fresh vegetables or pasta. Others prefer dried fish or caribou. As part of our series exploring culture in rural and urban Alaska, APRN's Ann Hillman found out how strong links between food and culture are common throughout the state.
Paul Wilkins stands in his tiny kitchen in his East Anchorage home, chopping herbs to spread on his homemade breadsticks.
It's buffalo wing sauce with jalapenos and cilantro and mozzarella cheese.
He's testing a new recipe to share with his friend for her birthday.
Cooking for somebody is one way to make them happy, to make them enjoy things.
Food brings people together. And he says cooking and food are also part of his identity.
I guess I define myself based on the things that I like to do and the things that I am. And so therefore, food is part of that because I like to cook different things or taste different things or eat different things.
It's also part of his cultural identity. He cooks lasagna and manicotti because his Italian mother prepared it throughout his childhood. He's learning more about Southern foods from his father's side of the family. But not everyone has that family connection.
There's tons of kids that grow up just eating at strip malls and going to McDonald's and Red Robin. And they're great restaurants, but, you know, I'm sure a lot of that in some families, some of that home-cooked meal history is kind of lost a little bit, I would guess.
That can happen even in areas of Alaska without restaurants.
When I was a teenager, I was in high school, I was going away from my food. You know, like any other teenager, having the candy, the chips and all that.
Dorcas Nisolak from Nuiqsut says she stopped eating whale and caribou, traditional Inupiaq foods, and eventually she started feeling less healthy. It was a mantra repeated by Inupiaq of all ages. If we eat too much food from the outside instead of local native foods, we get sick. When Nisolak had her baby, she decided to go back to eating traditional foods.
I give it to my daughter, my little 3-year-old. I grew up with it, so I'm letting her grow up with it. She loves it. She can't get over it. That's how we all are raised, eating up the land.
Nisolak and others stressed that for the Inupiaq, food is directly tied to culture. And like all cultures, it's constantly evolving and being influenced by outside sources. Hazel Kanakanon says that people certainly don't just eat raw muktuk. They incorporate food traditions from outside of Alaska.
You know, like my grandma, she used to like it fried, you know, with onions and stuff. So that was good. Some people like fry it and fry their muktuk like a stir fry with rice.
Nice.
Yeah.
Do you put like soy sauce or anything?
Yeah, you could put soy sauce on it.
And just because she's committed to eating and teaching about native foods, it doesn't mean she'll eat everything, like caribou head.
My grandma used to, you know, I was like the, you know, the tutu head. They cook the brains with the tongue and the, you know, you boil it. And so I never tried it before, but, you know, most of my kids like it. Because
cool.
My husband grew up with it.
Yeah. Yeah. But you don't do it.
Yeah, I don't even.
How come?
I don't know. I grew up with, you know, with my grandma, you know, with all the Inupiaq food, but it's just me. I just don't eat it.
April Phillip is a student at Ilisavik College in Barrow. She says she would love to eat more of her native foods from Bethel. Her Yupik family sends her dried fish and agudic, but she often only has time to microwave a hot pocket and get to class. And though eating her native foods ties her to her family, it's not quite the same.
My Yupik family, for instance, isn't, you know, they're not around to, and you don't like hear the normal words that you would hear at the dinner table. But I do feel like closer to home.
Back at Wilkins' home, he pulls the breadsticks out of the oven. Just like Phillips and others around Alaska, he feels the same relationship between culture and food.
The food that people eat sort of partially defines the way their culture has evolved over millennia, really.
He says that it's already helped define the culture for many Alaska natives, and only time will tell how it will define Alaska's urban areas. For APRN, I'm Ann Hillman.